Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. This Saturday's Black Hills Symphony Orchestra features Rapid City Stevens High School violinist Jemina Buchanan as soloist in a movement from Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto. She's the senior division winner of this year's Young Artist Competition, sponsored by the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra and the Symphony League. And she's with us from our studios at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. And Jemina, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And I'm pronouncing your name correctly?
Yep, Jemina.
Okay, and also with us is the junior division winner, pianist Madison Wysorek. She's a freshman at Rapid City Stevens. And Madison, thanks for taking the time to join us as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Jemina, I'd like to start with you and just get a little bit of the background on playing the violin. When did you first take up the instrument?
I started when I was about 6 years old.
6 years old. Was this something that you wanted to do, or was it something that your parents thought you might like?
Not quite. No. I really didn't want to. My mom made me. Practicing was horrible. I never wanted to do it, but I'm really glad I stuck with it.
What made you stick with it?
Over the years, I started to meet more and more friends, and I had a lot more wonderful opportunities because I played the violin, so I think I appreciated that, and I kept going.
Was it a difficult instrument to learn at first? Because one of the things about the violin, you know, unlike, say, the piano, you can sit down and anyone can plunk out something and make it sound nice, but on a violin, it kind of takes a while before you get a sound that's really pleasing to the ear.
Yeah, it takes a while to get the hang of it, but once you do, it's really fun.
Do you remember when you got to that point where, this is fun?
Yeah, I think I first started thinking of violin as fun when I started to be able to collaborate with my friends, so that was probably around eighth grade for me.
So you got to play with others then.
Yeah.
Well, for you, Madison, when did you take up the piano?
I started playing when I was around 5 years old.
5 years old, and was this something your parents made you do or something that you wanted to do?
It was definitely my parents' influence. Like, my mother had played it a little bit when she was younger, and so I think that definitely influenced her decision in having me play it.
And was it a similar story to Jemina, that it was a while before you felt like that you were having fun playing this?
Definitely. I remember my mom would make me, like, sit down at the piano. She'd, like, watch me play to make sure I was actually doing what I was supposed to and stuff. So it was definitely a while before I started to enjoy it.
And when did that happen, when you started to enjoy it?
I think for me, that was last year in eighth grade. I started to actually have fun with the pieces I was playing and sort of express myself through how I was playing the piano.
Was part of it that maybe the pieces that you were playing were maybe more interesting as well, once you get past the sort of the big note kind of single hot cross buns and you get to, you know, move on to something more harmonically advanced?
Yeah, I definitely think that was a part of it, because once it became more advanced, it was just more interesting for me because you could bring out the different voices and stuff and just, like, make it your own sort of piece.
Now, is anyone else in your family, do you have a younger sister? Does she play?
Yeah, I have two younger sisters who also play the piano, so yeah, that's interesting. And my youngest sister is a lot like I was. She never wants to practice, and so I guess I can understand that. But
do they look up to you at all? And
I hope so. I'd like to think that they do, but I guess it depends.
Yeah. Well, Jemina, you won the senior division, and I think last year you came in second place in the junior competition.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything much different about the two competitions?
I would say the only real difference between the junior division and the senior division is that if you win the junior division, you play at the Black Hills Symphony League T, and if you win the senior division, you get the opportunity to solo with the symphony, which is a lot more nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. So
are you, now with the concert coming up on Saturday, are you feeling some pressure?
A little bit. I'm mostly excited, though.
Excited?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the opportunity to rehearse with the symphony
yet? We've had two rehearsals, and we have another rehearsal tomorrow night, and I'm just really excited because it's really fun to hear the piece come alive finally with a real orchestra, because I've only ever heard it on, like, a CD, so that's really cool.
Now, this is the Barber Violin Concerto?
Yes, that's correct.
Is this something that you chose or the orchestra chose for you?
I chose it about 8 months ago as my next piece that I wanted to work on, and then I just so happened to play it for the competition, and yeah.
All right. Well, we have a recording of that. So let's hear a little bit of Jemima Buchanan playing the Barbara Violin Concerto. That's Jemima Buchanan playing a little bit of Barber's Violin Concerto. She's the senior winner of this year's Young Artist Competition, sponsored by the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra and Symphony League. And she'll be playing the Barber Violin Concerto, a movement from the concerto, with the symphony in concert this Saturday. And Jemima, what's it like to hear yourself play?
It's a little bit weird. Yeah. That recording, I'm pretty sure, was from the competition, and I couldn't quite remember how well I had played the opening that day. So I was a little bit like, oh, but it was interesting.
And for you, Madison, your experience of the Young Artist Competition, what was that like for you?
It was kind of weird because I knew a lot of people who were like, who I was competing against, and I like knew their skill level, so it added a little bit of like anxiety because it's like, can I do well, because I knew that they were definitely going to do well, and so I needed to, like, I guess it was like a mental thing to push myself.
So you practiced extra hard.
I remember that as soon as I learned like who was going to be competing against me, I definitely put a lot more into my practice.
Well, we have a recording of you playing, so let's hear a little bit of Madison Wieczorek. That's pianist Madison Wieczorek. She's the junior division winner of the Young Artist Competition, sponsored by the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra and Symphony League. And Madison, what piece is that?
That is Mozart Concerto in A Major.
And was that the piece you played at the competition?
Yes. Well, I definitely enjoyed playing it. It was very lighthearted, and I don't know, it was just a happy piece.
And for you, the same question asked Jemima. What's it like to hear yourself play? Are you self-critical?
Yes, definitely. I wasn't, like, hearing it again, it's provides more, like, opportunity for you to be like, oh, why did I play it like that? Or, oh, that really needs work. Like, it's definitely, like, a self-critiquing mechanism that you can use, though.
How often do you listen to recordings of yourself playing so you can critique what you're doing?
Well, I know when to apply for the competition, we had to make quite a few recordings before we got the one that we really wanted. And so then going back through those recordings to find the best one, it was kind of painful because it was like, oh, this is not good, until we could actually find the one that like represented what I was trying to get across with the piece and stuff. So
now, this is just one of the competitions that you've been a part of. You've participated in quite a few.
Oh yeah. During the summer, I have done a few. There was one in Spearfish where I played Copland's The Cat and the Mouse, and that was really really fun for me and really entertaining. So yeah, I've been kind of experienced in competitions before.
So you're a seasoned piano competitor.
I suppose you could say that.
Now, Jemima, you know, violin, classical music, they go hand in hand. Is classical music something that you enjoy playing? Something that you listen to?
Yes, I do enjoy listening to classical music. My best friend and I actually have quite different tastes of any other music, so when we're in the car together, we always end up listening to classical music because that's the only thing that we can both enjoy. So I listen to it a lot.
So what is the music that you enjoy that's not classical?
Well, I am a huge fan of the Frozen soundtrack from the new Disney movie Frozen, and I'm an avid One Direction fan, though most of my friends don't really enjoy that music.
So, you know, I think there's often this attitude that if you like classical music, you can't like pop music or anything else, but that's not the case, is it?
That's definitely not the case.
Yeah. And for you, Madison, what do you enjoy playing and listening to classical music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I enjoy listening to, orchestral pieces more than I just piano alone. So I don't know why, but that's just how it is for me. So,
what about anything on the non-classical side of things?
I like a lot of sort of rocks, alternative stuff. That's mainly it. And I share that taste with a lot of my friends, so that's usually what I listen to.
Well, Madison, do you play any other instrument than the piano, or does the piano take up all your time?
Piano does take up a lot of my time, but I also play the cello, so it's kind of hard to balance the two, but I do my best.
Yeah. How much time do you have for the cello?
Well, this spring I haven't had a lot of time for either, really, because I'm also involved in track, so I'll get home, it'll be 7, and I'll have to do my homework, so I end up playing about 15 minutes of cello, and then it depends for piano because I usually spend more time on my piano.
So with track and music and school, when do you have time to just chill and have fun?
Never.
Never. Gemina, is that the same situation for you?
Yeah, I actually recently just joined the girls' lacrosse team, so I have lacrosse, violin, a lot of homework, so it's really difficult to balance, but it all works out in the end.
Do you feel exhausted, or is it just that all of these things make your life interesting?
Sometimes things get a little crazy, and you're just like, oh, I just want to quit everything. But it all falls into place, and it's all really enjoyable, so it's pretty good.
Now, Gemina, you're a junior at Rapid City Stevens?
Yes.
Are you looking ahead to what you might, if you might continue with music?
Yes, I definitely want to continue playing violin and just being involved in music in general after I graduate. However, I don't think I'm going to pursue a career in music.
Why is that?
Well, ever since I was little, I've always wanted to be a doctor. So that's kind of the path that I'm going to take. But I really hope that music stays a part of my life for the rest of my life.
Now, Madison, you're a freshman. I don't know if you're looking that far ahead to what role music might play in your life in the future.
Well, I've thought about it a little bit. I mean, just I think that I definitely want to continue playing playing piano and playing cello. But then I don't think I'm going to be going into a career with them.
What about your friends? Any of your friends interested in pursuing music as a career, or is it just when you're a freshman in high school, you're not always thinking that far ahead?
We don't really talk about what we're going to do in the future a lot. Uh-huh. It's definitely more present oriented when we're just talking or having conversations. So I don't know. I'm not really sure what my friends want to go into.
Gemina, for you, since you are a junior, becoming a senior, you're maybe looking a little bit more to the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, a lot of my friends, most of my friends are in orchestra, but most of us don't really want to pursue a career in music. So, yeah.
Well, Gemini, you mentioned looking forward to the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra concert coming up on Saturday when you're playing the Barber Concerto. What do you think it'll be like when you're actually on stage? You're there. It's not a rehearsal. There's an audience, and your family, friends, and people that you don't know are all there watching you.
I've experienced a couple moments like that, and they're kind of surreal. Time stops, and all you can see is yourself playing the violin, and all you can hear is the orchestra, and you just kind of are there in that moment playing for everyone else and for yourself, and you just kind of enjoy it, and it's really great.
Have you talked to any of the previous senior division winners that have had this experience as well, getting
yes,
kind of there?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I'm pretty good friends with Maya Lehman, who was last year's winner, and so I've asked her for advice about what I should do, what I should wear, and what I should do during rehearsals, and she's been really helpful, so that was nice.
And what has she told you?
She just says that I should relax and have fun.